Let's talk television, and let's talk perhaps a new way of creating, making, financing TV. When US comedian Louis C.K. set out to make a TV series, he wanted to release it online. He didn't want to worry about networks or ad breaks or who's got the power and control, which led to a fairly eclectic series called Horace and Pete. It's come at a cost. In fact, this week, Louis C.K. has admitted that creating Horace and Pete has left him millions of dollars in debt. Our TV critic Dan Barrett joins us now. Dan, hello there.
Good morning.
For those of us who haven't seen it yet, but I will because it sounds fantastic, and with Louis C.K. and millions of dollars of debt, I'm guessing that's, you know, maybe won't see too much more of it. But can you tell us about Horace and Pete?
Yeah, I mean, TV's really expensive to make. Horace and Pete, it's kind of a new type of TV, but it feels really traditional at the same time. So it's a new TV show by Louis C.K. It's set in a Brooklyn pub called Horace and Pete's. And in the show, the current owners of the pub are Horace and Pete. Mm-hmm. It's a generational pub, so the people before them were Horace and Pete's, and it's handed down family member to family member. Try not to think about that too much, because it makes no sense. However, it's basically really about the emotional struggles of dealing with the intergenerationalness of it within the family, but also all the people coming into the pub on a regular basis. So it's kind of an opportunity for discourse about what's happening in politics and the world and people's frustrations with the world as they experience it.
Okay, probably a lot listening, including myself, haven't seen it yet. Let's hear a little bit of Horace and Pete, as Dan just said, set in a bar, lots of politics about it. Let's have a listen.
You conservatives are like a broken record. Find something in Hillary's emails because you have nothing real to say about her. You're incapable of a real debate.
Yeah, well, the problem with you liberals, you think you're the good guys. You think that gives you a pass to do random criminal acts, you know? Ooh, I saved an owl and I can go kill a baby.
That seems like you must know that's not true.
It's kind of an interesting thing the way you guys define yourselves and each other. Liberal, conservative. How would you define a liberal? Like, to you, what is a liberal?
Just PC, fake animal rights, gay agenda, always pushing the liberal agenda. They hate Christians and they hate white men. You know why? Because they don't think it through. And they think they're better than everyone else and that they should tell everyone else how to think. They're just fucking assholes.
Okay. How would you define a conservative?
Just Jesus everything, and they hate gay people and racist, yeah. But pretending they're not. And they're selfish, and they only care about money, and they think everyone has to do their conservative Christian shit.
Okay, you get the idea. That's a little bit of Horace and Pete. Set in a bar, it's a bit like Cheers or something, but on political steroids.
A little bit. It's like Cheers, but with really angry people. What's kind of interesting about the show is the way it's been distributed. So while it's a fascinating show in itself...
With some pretty good actors.
Lots of great actors. So you've got people in there. So Louis C.K. stars, but his co-stars Steve Buscemi. Alan Alda's in it a fair bit. Jessica Lange, Edie Falco.
Those are huge names.
They're great names, great actors, and there's some amazing performances in there as well. And when you get all these names together, that doesn't really come cheap. So it's actually a fairly expensive production. But when you look at it, it kind of feels a little bit cheap. And the thing is that this is a show that's being made purely for the internet at the moment. So Louis C.K. is selling episodes of this through his website. So there's no network or anyone attached yet. So for $5, you can buy the first episode, and then episodes after that are $3. So it's a little bit of a ask to get people to start spending money on something that they've got no idea what the show is or what it feels like or looks like. And getting people to try new shows is hard at the best of times. So this has been the struggle for Louis C.K., which is how do you get people to really watch this program?
It's cost him a huge amount, as we said. But why is that any different to what we're all sort of doing now when we download series from iTunes or something like that we're paying then?
Oh, look, it's not that different at all. It's really just that instead of going to iTunes, we've got a familiar distribution model, okay, where you used to go into iTunes and you could fire up your Apple TV or iPod or whatever and watch the program that way that you're familiar with. You're doing it through a website, so there's an entirely new way that you need to work out how to get that onto your TV.
And so how easy or hard is
that? Well, I find it quite easy, but depending who you are and your technical abilities, that might be the struggle.
Do you think, I mean, as I said at the beginning, this is being hailed as a new way of making, creating and financing TV, is it, do you think? I mean, he's lost millions, he says.
Look, I mean, it's not radical. There's lots of people out there, independent filmmakers who are doing episodics in this independent space, but no one's doing it at the scale that he is, with the amount of money involved, the talent, and just the fame and reputation being put on the line. That's what makes this such a big effort. But at the same time, he's not going to lose money ultimately. He's in debt at the moment, but he's going to sell it to TV. He'll sell it to Netflix. There are avenues for him to make that money back.
Oh, okay.
So he's not going to be banging his tin around after a few
dollars. Is he still making Horace and Pete?
Look, it's round out the first season. I reckon he'll probably sit back and he'll see if he wants to do more Horace and Pete, but I would be surprised if he doesn't try a different TV show with the exact same model.
Because that's what he does. He tries different things all the time, Louis C.K. Well, speaking of shows that are being delivered in less conventional ways, there's a new series on Stan called The Girlfriend Experience. Tell us about that.
So this is another sort of interesting sort of offbeat TV show in a certain degree. It's unconventional. It doesn't really feel like TV, but really it's like an episodic art film. It's a show about a young woman who, after seeing the lifestyle of her friend who has taken up work as a high-end escort, she decides that she's going to pursue that herself. She's a university student. She's also interning at a law firm. So she's got a lot of potential ahead of her, but she's also seeing this sort of excitement with this possibility. And she's kind of risking it all by, you know, pursuing that and making a bit of extra cash along the way. Mm. The show is produced by Steven Soderbergh. It's inspired by his 2009 film of the same name and stars Riley Keough, who's the daughter of Elvis Presley. So that's kind of an interesting hook, I think, to get into it. The show itself, it plays really heavily with expectations of eroticism, but it's really cold and detached at the same time. So there's kind of that...
Kind of creepy.
I mean, it feels slightly creepy, but you're also seeing it from her perspective. So you're kind of welcomed into this world, but also you don't really quite know how she feels about situations, and you really are kept at arm's length the whole way.
I mean, Steven Soderbergh makes some good TV. Is this good?
Look, I think this is phenomenal. I'm really into this program, but I appreciate it's not really for everyone. So if you don't mind art films that pursue the ideas of flesh and expectations of that, maybe give it a look, but may not be for you.
Okay. Meanwhile, what is for us? What are your picks this week for all of us?
Look, I'm going to recommend check out SBS2 every Wednesday night for the next few weeks. They're playing the Alien movies. So Alien was on last week. The Best of the Lot, which is Aliens, the Cameron film's on tonight. There's also Julia Zemiro's Home Delivery, which I wouldn't recommend, but Waleed Ali's there, and he's in a hot topic at the moment. And also for retro fun, Sunday afternoon, Inner Space, which people may remember that Dennis Quaid film from the mid-80s, Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock on 9.
How do you know about a film from the mid-80s? Dan Barrett, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dan Barrett is Deputy Editor of Media Week, and you can hear him regularly on RN's TV Club today. And you can, the TV Club, of course, is on Wednesdays, 11:30 this morning. You can check it out.